Back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN, and we're chatting here now with this next segment with Jonathan Mertz at the Flint Hills Discovery Center about an event they've got going on this weekend. Jonathan, good to talk to you again.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. We got a nice big event coming out here on Saturday. We're going to talk about, we're talking Christmas, hard to believe, in the month of July.
I know, it sounds totally crazy, but we're going to be celebrating Christmas in July this Saturday, the 10th, here at the Discovery Center.
All right, so give us an idea of what's going to be happening out there.
Okay, so I guess I'll start by saying, people might be saying, well, why are they celebrating Christmas in July? So we have a hands-on Harley-Davidson exhibit happening at the Discovery Center this summer. And believe it or not, we got a letter from Santa Claus. Turns out he likes to ride motorcycles. He's going to be on summer vacation, and he asked if he could stop by the Discovery Center to check out the exhibit this Saturday. And so that's why we thought, well, if Santa's going to be here, we need to celebrate Christmas. So Santa will be here on Saturday, and we're celebrating Christmas in July.
Excellent. That's awesome. And what a great opportunity here for people to come out and see that exhibit. I haven't had a chance to yet. I'm planning to come out on Saturday and check it out. But this is a unique exhibit out there.
Yeah, it is. And Santa also asked if he could recruit some local elves for him to help out. So if people would like to see the exhibit or just come and celebrate, Toys for Tots will be here. And if they bring a new unwrapped toy, they'll get $2 off admission on Saturday here at the Discovery Center. And then Santa will be arriving at 11 a.m. Now, our day starts at 10, so go ahead and you can come at 10 o'clock and go to the exhibits and bring your toys. But Santa will be arriving at 11 a.m. So if families want to see Santa riding on his motorcycle, definitely be here by 11. And he'll be coming by Blue Earth Plaza and then parking in front of the Discovery Center. Now, Santa likes to have people ride with him. So if anyone has a motorcycle of any type, they can meet him at the McCall Pattern parking lot on McCall Road, you know, over behind Walmart, starting at 9 a.m. And it'll be what the bikers say is kickstands up at 10:45. And so anyone who wants to ride in with Santa is welcome to ride in with him also. And they can decorate their bikes, and there's going to be a Kids' Choice Award. So kids can walk around, and they can look at the motorcycles, and they can vote on which one they like the best.
That's cool. Can they put, like, anything on it? Decals, Christmas lights, stuff like that?
You know, we're leaving it totally up to the people. I know the riders. Some of them, I think, might decorate before and ride along with Santa. Some of them, I know, are planning to bring decorations, and after they park here at the Discovery Center, they're going to decorate it. And we'll just see how creative they can be.
All right, sounds good. What a mm-hmm. fun opportunity for the community here this Saturday. What activities will you have there for kids?
Well, we're going to have a couple of bounce houses, and those will be outside on Blue Earth Plaza. And then inside at the Discovery Center with your admission, we're going to have some crafts and activities for kids. They can actually make their own gift box with a parachute and try to throw it off our balcony and see if they can land it in a chimney. And then there'll be a couple other crafts like making their own their own license plate for their motorcycle. So it should be a fun day. And for the adults, we're going to have a couple food trucks and a snow cone truck outside, so you can stop by and grab some lunch. And there will also be a demonstration outside on motorcycle safety. And then the final thing is Santa's shipping his sleigh here ahead of time. Now, fortunately, the people at the Festival of Lights, they're picking it up for us, and they're going to deliver. So Santa's sleigh will be here if they'd like to get a photo standing in front of the sleigh on Saturday, too. And that's all from 10 to 3.
Okay, sounds good. Now, there won't be any snow, I don't presume, here on Saturday, because the forecast is calling for partly sunny, high of 86, so...
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any snow, and if it does rain, Santa can come inside, and Toys for Tots will be inside the Discovery Center.
Okay, sounds good. Well, and that's a great opportunity because Toys for Tots does such good work. And so make sure you bring, again, a new unwrapped toy that you can donate. And why not? Because it's a great incentive. You get $2 off your admission.
Mm-hmm. And that's any admission rate. The children are regular discounted and the regular adult rates. So if you've got a family of five, bring five toys and all of you can get $2 off.
Awesome. That sounds good. Well, what else is going on at the Flint Hills Discovery Center this summer? Obviously, the Harley exhibit is front and center right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That will be here until mid-September. And then later in September, our new exhibit is Dinosaur Discoveries. And I know little kids love dinosaurs, and I'm a little kid at heart. I'm very, very excited about this exhibit. It should be a lot of fun and really fascinating. Now, 2 weeks after the Christmas in July is National Day of the Cowboy. So two Saturdays after, come on by National Day of the Cowboy. Members of the K-State Rodeo Club will be here doing demonstrations, and we'll have special crafts and activities, cowboy crafts and activities that day also.
Okay. Well, this is awesome, and, you know, we talked to Karen Hibbard last week with the CVB about being a tourist in your own community here. I think that's so important because we have some great things to see here in Manhattan. The Discovery Center is front and center right there in the as you enter from the south side of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we consider ourselves a gateway to Manhattan. As people come over the bridge at Highway 177, they see us. And for many, that's their first impression of Manhattan, seeing our building. And we get a lot of feedback from visitors saying they came over the bridge and they're like, wow, what is that? And they wanted to stop and check things out. And, you know, I'll go ahead and let you know, we actually have a brand new fall festival that we just started to send out invites to restaurants and food trucks to, but we're going to do a fall food festival on Labor Day. So if anyone knows of any caterers or food trucks or restaurants in the Flint Hills region that do have a food service license from the state of Kansas, have them contact us. This is the first year of the event, and we're really excited. People on the holiday can come, walk around Blue Earth Plaza, and sample food from whoever shows up. And so hopefully we'll get a lot of great restaurants and food trucks here on Labor Day Monday.
All right, very good. What are your hours of operation at the Flint Hills Discovery Center?
Sure. They are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays from noon until 5 p.m. We are closed on Mondays. Now, that Labor Day of the Food Festival, we will be open that Monday. And then the only other days of the year we're closed are actually Thanksgiving and Christmas. Otherwise, we are open on other holidays.
Great. All right. Well, and there's some obviously some great event space there. People looking for mm-hmm. you know, a good community area to host events. That's, I'm sure that's happening. Are there opportunities if people want to host a wedding or other special events right now?
Oh, yes, yes. We are booking weddings and large events into next summer and even into next fall. You know, around here, it's always waiting to hear what the K-State football schedule is before people book large events in the fall. But we do have some people already booking things. But the big thing we're doing right now is we're doing birthday parties again. So if you've got a child who wants to have their birthday party here at the Discovery Center, we have a couple of different options. We have one that's a room rental and some passes, and you bring in your own cake and ice cream, we'll have the room ready for you. But then we have a birthday party package where we will actually get the cake and ice cream, and we have a staff person who will lead activities, and we have various themes, and they're all listed on our website. And basically all you have to do is send out the invitations and show up, and we'll take care of everything else.
All right, very good. Well, this event, this weekend, is obviously a big thing. We're looking forward to that, Christmas in July. Again, happening.
Yeah, come see Santa. It's going to be so great having him here in town on Saturday.
Absolutely. Anything else here that you want to make sure to get across this morning?
Well, just that we are back, and face masks are not required, but if people want to wear a face mask, totally welcome to. And we are following good procedures to keep everyone safe, and we're just glad to be here for the community and open, and we're getting great numbers, and we really appreciate the community support.
I do have a question here that received here. Someone wanted to know, you know, what are your thoughts on the proposed Museum of Art and Light next door?
Well, that's an excellent question, and to be honest, that's beyond my pay grade.
Very good.
So, you know, we're just excited that, you know, things are happening in Manhattan, and we'll be interested to see, you know, how it impacts us. There's questions. It's a really neat proposal, and it sounds like they're doing something really interesting, and we're like the rest of the community. We're just kind of waiting and seeing what's going to happen.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Christmas in July happening this Saturday at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Again, make sure you bring a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots, and you get a couple dollars off your $2 off your admission this Saturday. Santa will be there. That's the big draw.
Yep. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, Jonathan, thank you so much, and appreciate you being on this morning.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's going to wrap up our program here for today. Be sure to go out to the Flint Hills Discovery Center on Saturday and check that out. It's going to be a great event. Thank you to the Manhattan Fire Department, Jake Powell, our guest this morning, and our USD 383 folks, Dr. Paula Haug, and board member Kurt Herman. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to get updates from Fort Riley and the Manhattan Housing Authority.